feel to be working with a coaching staff that, you know, really believes in you, believes in your skills, and seems to use you as a pass rusher again?
It feels great. I mean, it feels great to have a coaching staff come in and that know they can get the most out of this team, out of this defense in particular. We got Coach Horton back. He's looking to build on what he did his first go around here, and the guys here are really taking to it and buying in and ready to give their all and produce some good defensive performances.
Ray Horton said at mini camp that he has intended to move you around in different spots. Has that been happening?
I feel good in any position that they put me in. I'm not gonna speak on what he's doing or what he's not. I don't know how he wants to deal with that, but
the
way this defense is built, guys move around. We got linebackers that at some plays they're playing corner. We got corners that some plays they're playing inside linebacker. It's just the way he built this defense, and you never know where guys are going to line up and where they're coming from.
In a nutshell, how would you say your NFL career has gone so far?
It's getting better. This is it's a long journey. It's not a sprint, and just learning and focusing on how to be a pro and how to grow in this league and learning the playbook, learning how to play, and it's that part's going good.
You shared with us in the off season that you really focus on getting bigger, adding some weight, getting stronger.
Mm-hmm.
So now that you've had a couple of days to get out here and play with that in pads, how do you feel physically? Do you notice a difference?
I feel good. I feel like everything's helped in the off season. Like I said, that goal is to get bigger, faster, stronger, and I like you said, I definitely feel like that has helped me in these first couple of days.
Is it hard to maintain? I know you're eating, you know, like 6,000 calories a day and all of that kind of stuff. Is it hard to maintain your weight gain out here when you're in pads so much and running around? Are you going to be able to do that?
It's whatever you use, you just got to put it back in. That's the main thing. If I'm burning 5,000 calories out here in practice, I just got to put it back in somehow, some way during the day, and I'll be fine.
So far, I've been
good.
So you're still up 25 or whatever?
I'm at a good weight. I feel great, and I'm good.
So how much? Putting that much in, what does that entail? I mean, is that like a 3-hour trip to the buffet, or I mean, what does that
entail? It's just eat. I mean, when you're hungry, eat. Make sure you. Just eat.
Milkshakes, or I mean, what do you got going?
I mean, we have those. I don't know if you guys have walked in the training room, but there's those big coolers. They got milkshakes. They got pre-made. They got some ones that our nutritionist makes, and
how's that going to affect your play?
How's bigger? How's what?
How's that going to affect the way you play?
Gotta get more physical. Stronger at the point of attack. I guess, yeah.
Parkeepis, how did you react when the Browns decided not to exercise their option?
It was their right, but now it's my job to put it on the field and let them see that they should have done it.
You feel you're auditioning for a new contract?
Excuse me?
Are you auditioning then for a new contract this year?
Every year you're playing for a new contract. Fortunately, this is mine.
Some guys that we've talked to this offseason that felt, you know, a little bit beat up last year defensively, you know, things weren't going the way they wanted them to be. Are you one of those guys that falls under the category of rejuvenated and refreshed under this new coaching staff? And how hard was it for you last year to kind of just button your lip and go with the flow, even when it wasn't maybe always what was best for you as a player?
This is a brand new year. We got a brand new staff in here, a staff that I feel is putting everything in the right direction. From top to bottom, from the cafeteria workers to our training staff, our strength staff, our equipment staff, coaching staff, all those guys, I feel they have us going in the right direction. And this year, we're just looking forward to having a clean start and playing the best we can.
Have you noticed a bigger emphasis on player development? Do you think that's been lacking the past few years?
it definitely showed up a lot this year. We brought in a lot of people to help help us learn how to eat better, help us learn how to play better, help us learn how to do whatever. And I think that's one of the things that Coach Hugh brought in here and he wanted to focus on.
Arcadius, the last time Ray Horton was here, he really believed in you and liked you, and I believe that he was instrumental or at least had a role in you getting drafted. Okay, that's what I'm saying. Do you feel like that's a big reason why you're kind of back with them believing in you and thinking that you can do?
I think that's a big plus. But at the end of the day, it's going to come down to how I play on the field, how I practice on this practice field during camp. So it's up to me.
Arcadius, Hugh said that you guys are going to have a live scrimmage here on Friday night. It's going to be like the sirens are going off the whole time. Good luck. What do you think of
that? Looking forward to it. Really looking forward to it. I think the whole team's looking forward to it because it's been the whole offseason where we just get to run around and play patty cake, but now we get to hit. It's what we like to do. It's what we get paid to do. It's what we love to do. So we get to do it again. So it's good.
But when you said that the NFL career is kind of a journey and it's not a sprint, you learned how to be a professional. What are the key things you've learned in your 3 years? How do you need to kind of take those over to the field on game day?
It's just taking in all the coaching. You have to know how to prepare, how to treat your body, how to take care of your body, to make sure that you're prepared and that you play the best you can. I mean, you come in here as a rookie, you don't know the answers. You lean on the vets to help you get through everything. But, you know, in year three, you still lean on those vets like Paul Kruger. But you also have an idea how to play, how to prepare, and what best works for you. So it's all experience.